This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke coming out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, the cognitive dissonance from the vaccine-worshipping pseudoscientist is as deep as the sewage running down the streets of Bangladeshi villages as we open the Robert Scott Bell Show. How's that, Super Don? Good opening?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. When you start off, the third word you come out with is cognitive dissonance, although that's two words.
It's a double word, yeah.
Anyway, boy, are we in for it.
We're in for it today, folks. No, listen, great show. Dr. Graham Monroe Hall from the IAOMT joining us, and it's an incredible story of United Kingdom pseudo-skeptics. And you're going to love this, Super Don, as he's been attacked for writing about toxic dentistry, fluoride, and mercury. We got that coming up. Also, TMB, RSB, go OTB. That is outside the box a little later as we head to California for the Cal Jam coming up. But opening it up today, Super Don, this is quite a find. CNN has put this out. The question, the headline, what will make vaccines work better in developing countries? I was like, wow, from that headline, you've got a juicy morsel of discussion points to show that cognitive dissonance among the vaccine worshippers out there in the artificial reality called the immune system, as it's viewed by those who believe the immune system comes in a syringe with heavy metals. So nicely done, Super Don. Let's dive into this, shall we? Not the sewage parts of it, although we will acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But they say the risk of diarrhea is everywhere there in Bangladesh. It starts with the story of a four-year-old and his family in a crowded slum in Dhaka, Bangladesh, where right away they acknowledge open sewage and poor sanitation increase the spread of diarrhea causing viruses and bacteria. So they're saying, hey, you know, we can help these folks with the rotavirus vaccine. But wait a second. It's not working so well. Why is that? What's going on here? What are we missing? What can we do to make it work? And, of course, the rotavirus is in the childhood vaccine schedule here in the United States, even though it doesn't work, and it's been linked to intussusception. Again, I have a hard time saying that. But basically, the collapsing of the bowel, the intestine just collapse after use of this. This is one of the favorites of the vaccine guy from the Philadelphia Children's Hospital. We don't like to remember his name.
The guy who holds the patent?
Yeah, Paul the Prophet Offit.
That's right.
Right, the vaccine prophet, and it's spelled P-R-O-F-I-T. Anyway, they're trying to expand the use of this rotavirus vaccine around the world and going, you know what, this is strange, it's just not working well, even though it would seem to be an ideal vaccine for those in that country of Bangladesh. But it's not working so well. Why? Well, one of the things that they're saying is there's bowel inflammation that's preceding the use of this. Inflammation caused by what? The fact that they're living in an environment overrun with bacterial contamination in the water, creating what? Gastrointestinal inflammation. And they say maybe that's the reason why the vaccine is not working so well. maybe what we should do is give a drug to these kids to reduce the inflammation in their gut, and maybe that vaccine will suddenly work again. We'll actually have them, you know, interact with this artificial introduction of the rotavirus vaccine and all of its contaminants or containing ingredients. And then they say, well, maybe that's not a good idea because, Super Don, they acknowledge this, that inflammation may be a protective mechanism of the immune system in response to the contaminated water they're drinking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is far too logical. What do you...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, they're acknowledging that if they give the drug to stop the intestinal inflammation, it might kill them. But, hey, at least then we'll be successful in getting this vaccine to work, right? We're giving it to them. And another thing, this is even more shocking. They acknowledge the maternal antibodies that are being basically introduced to the baby because, guess what? The mother already has the antibodies to the things she's been exposed to because of the same contaminated water. And they're like scratching their heads and going, dagnam it, or gosh darn it, the vaccine's not working because the mother's already delivering the antibodies to this because she's been exposed. How do we overcome that?
Boy, this is a tough one.
I just don't
understand what the solution could be here.
Oh, man. Right?
This is so crazy, man. I mean, it's like they're completely dancing around the answer here. Throughout this entire article, it's like it's staring at you right in the face what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And they just refuse to acknowledge what it is that's going on here. They're scratching their heads like, we just don't understand what to do.
Yeah. Absolutely stunning. They reveal right in there exactly the reasons why these people are getting sick. And they say it's associated with poor sanitation, not adequate hygienic practices, exposure through contaminated water and contaminated environment. And yet they're saying, well, what can we do to make this vaccine work? Hello? This is where I want to visit the phony syndrome. Remember shaken baby syndrome, which has been shown not to be real? This is mostly really caused by vaccine injury. But I want to give shaken stupid scientist syndrome. Shake them by their shoulders until they just leave their body because they're just such criminally negligent scientists, acknowledging what we talk about here with the law of the terrain all of the time. And yet, in the same breath, go, well, maybe we can stop the normal immune responses so that we can trigger the artificial immune response. We can't really clean up their environment. We can't be expected to clean up their environment, can we?
No. See, and this is what this makes me laugh so much, is that you've got these diseases that are happening. They're acknowledging the fact that you've got these unsanitary conditions in addition to these, people that are just horribly malnourished, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're having all these diseases that are coming, so they're running in there with vaccines. Now they're finding the vaccines can't compete with the unsanitary conditions, and they just don't know what to do. These people don't need a vaccine. They need a bar of soap.
Yeah, listen to this. I'm going to read this paragraph, Super Don. It's so telling. Like I said, if you think we're making this up, and they really don't know what you're telling them, Robert Scott Bell and Super Don, here's a quote. If inflammation in the gut is a root cause of the vaccine problem, it suggests a clear path forward. If you improve sanitation, you might prevent these harmful bugs from building up in the gut and triggering inflammation. Studies in Bangladesh and Africa are testing whether sanitation interventions such as, Super Don, you're right, installing hand washing stations in rural homes and supplying families with chlorine to treat their drinking water could have that effect. Experts are anxiously awaiting the results of these studies because they're not really sure.
So you're telling me that if we actually can get rid of the poop in the street,
mm-hmm,
and the poop in the water.
Yeah, and the poop on the hands.
And maybe give them some better nutrition.
Yeah.
That perhaps their guts,
mm-hmm,
will operate better.
Yeah.
They'll have less inflammation, and then the vaccines will work great.
Right. Yeah. All of that is not to say, look, the sanitation improvements have prevented the disease from occurring in the first place. It's like, no. Our purpose for giving them soap and water and cleaning the water is so that we can get the vaccine to work. Anybody? Bueller? Anybody home in the research scientific community here? Ay, ay, ay. This is a great article. This is one of my favorite articles you've ever found, perhaps.
It truly is amazing that they incorporated all that into one article. And it just, they can't seem to understand that by putting these improvements in place,
mm-hmm.
will prevent the disease. The disease is coming from what it is that they want to get rid of in order to improve the vaccine. You won't have a need for the vaccine if you get rid of the stuff that's causing the disease.
Yeah.
Hello?
And the response to the, you know, the use of a drug to reduce inflammation, despite the acknowledge that that could help the vaccine, right? Experts do not seem to be, quote-unquote, falling over themselves to pursue this strategy. And they say that the reason is that they still hope to resolve this problem in the natural way by cleaning up the environment. And then, of course, following it up with the toxic pollutant injected or orally. Ah, you can't make this up. Dunderheads. Medical dunderheads in this case. Then they even talk about using probiotics as a way. And then they say, well, there is no magic bullet, yet they're trying to profess that their vaccine would be a magic bullet if they just clean up the environment, Super Don. Maddening. Absolutely maddening.
Yeah, this is some funny stuff. I mean, it's tragic at the same time.
It is.
But it is truly amazing to see that these guys have come up with all the pieces to the puzzle, and they just can't seem how to figure
can't
out
put
how
together.
To put them together. Or...
Right.
You also have to wonder, are they purposely doing this? I mean, you can't be this stupid.
Can you be this stupid? That's a question. You know, it's like the kids that you test by, can they build blocks? Can they put the rings on the thing? And they're like, you know, you're at age 45 and you're a research scientist and you can't put the blocks together. You can't put the rings on the thing. That's what we're dealing with here. These are, you know, less than monkey brains within the scientific community. And then there's a secondary article here I want you to review, and it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, thanks to Captain Morgan. Unhealthy environments resulted in one quarter of global deaths in 2012. Well, maybe they can come up with a vaccine for unhealthy environments, too. I mean, right? That's what we're trying to do. Well, no, what we'll do is we'll clean up the environment, then we'll come in with a vaccine against unhealthy environments. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is why we do the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You understand one of those vaccines they're trying to come up with for an unhealthy environment is the whole excuse behind GMOs.
Yeah, isn't it incredible? Yeah. Well, look, we're about to take a break here. We're going to go to Dr. Graham Monroe Hall from the IAOMT. We'll see if I mess up what the IAOMT is. That's the running gag this week. But also TMB RSV together to do Outside the Box and then visit you all in Southern California for the upcoming Cal Jam this very weekend. And then, of course, up in Toronto, Canada, for Total Health, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Thanks for being here. GCN streaming live across the country on our networks, on our syndicators, and, of course, the archives available within the show notes. You'll see links there at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Meet some great people here at the IAOMT, the International Academy of Oral Metal Toxicology. And, of course, we're heard all over the world, including our friends at UK Health Radio. And we're bringing one of your friends. Maybe you didn't know him yet. You should know him. He is from the United Kingdom. Graham Munro Hall. Bachelor of Dental Surgery?
Yes, that's a degree.
Okay, so and you've written, I think, a very important book here that I was not aware of. It's called Toxic Dentistry Exposed, The Link Between Dentistry and Chronic Disease. That probably puts you in the crosshairs of what we call the quackbusters.
Certainly does.
Yeah. The skepducks, I call them now, too. Yeah. Right? These are people that have a dogma. They claim to be scientific, but it's really sci-fientism. Or it's psychopathic in the terms of SCI, because these people do not look at the science in reality if it violates their personal dogma. And that relates a lot to the mercury used in dental fillings, the fluoride added to water, etc. And so what was it that led you to write this book? How did you see these dangers to bring them out?
Well, it's really the culmination of 30 years' experience when the book came out, because I've been a dentist now for nearly 44 years. And over that time, I began to be educated into the role that dentistry can play in both destroying and creating good health. And that caused us to write the book along with my wife, who's also a dentist. And we, over the years, developed different protocols using intravenous vitamin C, supplementation, the way you take mercury out. And we had amazing results with patients, and then we became a patient-led practice.
Well, in the United Kingdom, Munro, the awareness of dentists there about this. Of course, it's a growing awareness here in the United States. We still got to fight the American Dunderheaded Association, I mean the American Dental Association, for these issues. And I don't know what kind of control over the flow of information in the United Kingdom. We have something called the First Amendment. They don't like it sometimes when we speak out in this regard. Is there any kind of protection other than at Hyde Park Speaker's Corner where you are?
Well, we do not have a written constitution, but there is enshrined a freedom of speech. But that freedom of speech is, again, it's a two-edged sword. Because they say you can't use freedom of speech if you're going to frighten or alarm patients, and which is their biggest concern at the minute.
Right. So if you were to publish this book, which you did, which I assume, and I haven't read it yet, but there are scientific references to the dangers of fluoride mercury probably listed in there.
We have the references because there are so many, on a separate website.
So you link back to legitimate, what we would call published peer-reviewed literature.
All the time.
But if that peer-reviewed literature frightens people, then it's no longer protected.
That's right.
So they told you to what? You can't sell your book?
First of all, we've had to remove the website. The website's down until a hearing is in May, which mm-hmm. What happens then? Who alone knows?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the authorities, which is called the General Dental Council in the UK, are doing to us. But the book is really showing people where the problem is and the solution to the problem, along with some of the case histories that we've gathered over the last 30 years.
So read the book that's banned in Britain. Like that. How's that for a commercial?
Well, yeah. It's cool. The book isn't banned. It's just that any promotion of the book is banned at the minute.
Well, it's almost equivalent of saying you can sell your book, but just don't tell anybody it's for sale, right?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah,
that's crazy, right? You have raw milk, you can sell it, but just don't advertise it. We covered a story like that out of Oregon some years ago. So it's called Toxic Dentistry Exposed. Good to know, folks. It's available through Amazon, and I think it's also an Amazon Prime book. Eligible, so you can get free shipping according to this, which is very nice.
Yeah, it's cool. It's in Kindle form too, and we've just had it translated into Italian. One of our Italian patients translated it into Italian.
Nice. Let's hope that they don't ban it in Italy.
Yeah.
So now we're dealing with in America, we have the FDA. In Canada, they have Health Canada. What is your equivalent regulatory body called in the United Kingdom?
It's the General Dental Council.
That is the one that's got rule over what you do.
All dentists, yes, all dental professionals.
So they're concerned that you're alarming the patient population with scientific peer-reviewed literature, which I think is absurd. But, it's defending the religion of modern toxic dentistry, I believe. That's what they're after here.
Absolutely.
So this event coming up. Well, actually, I got to take a break here. This is fascinating. We're talking with Graham Monroe Hall, a dentist out of the United Kingdom. His book, Toxic Dentistry Exposed. We're going to find out what the government and this regulatory body is trying to do to him, and maybe get the word out before their meeting in May. So stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic
does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
It's a small world, and we transmit all over the world here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And my guest this hour from the IAOMT, we are reporting, Graham Monroe Hall, dentist out of England. His book, Toxic Dentistry Exposed. We have it linked up in the show notes to get you to Amazon there. There's an upcoming meeting with the government, maybe a case that we're going to talk about. But I say it's a small world because you've worked with someone that's a friend of ours here on the show, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I've known Charlie for many years, and we worked together all the way through the Minamata negotiations. That Minamata is a treaty from 2013 that's going to minimize the use of mercury, including dental mercury, throughout the world.
Beautiful. So Charlie's a great guy. ToxicTeeth.org will get you there. It was Consumers for Dental Choice. They've changed the name to World...
The World Alliance for Mercury-Free Dentistry.
Right, exactly. So you worked on that NGO level, interacted with the United Nations on this topic.
Yeah. I was the lead dentist for Charlie's organization, and I've been to all the meetings, all the UN meetings. I think they're on number 7. This is the first UN meeting I've missed because it clashed with this one. I've been to them all for the negotiation procedure where we've clashed with the American Dental Association, British Dental Association, the National Association of Dental Research, and more especially the World Dental Association.
Nice. So, again, you've taken on a monster, and it's not just in England, it's everywhere where they're fighting for mercury, which is a weird thing to fight for. We want to keep putting mercury in the mouths of babies and kids and adults, and it's just insane. And, of course, we want to keep fluoridating you, even though it's a toxic waste product of phosphate, bauxite, aluminum mining. But, no, never mind. Drug everybody the same way by putting it in the water. You speak against that. You've written a book against it. The General Dental Council in England is saying, whoa, you can't promote this. Now there's a hearing, is it, in May?
Yes. The UK has a society called the Good Thinking Society, which is really equivalent to the American Quack Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they have put a complaint in about our use of vitamin C, about what we say about fluoride, what we say about mercury, and what we say about amalgam, saying that we are alarming people, and also saying...
How dare you alarm people about the truth and the facts and science?
Absolutely.
Stop that.
And also they say we claim to have health effects from the removal of this. We actually don't claim anything at all, and we're very specific that we claim nothing in the book.
Besides the fact that there are beneficial effects on your health when you remove a toxic metal. Hello? That what we call a moment of duh. But these skeptics can't get out of their own way. And it's becoming patently obvious. Here in the United States, we have them on the run. I think in England, we're a little behind. We want to help you out here.
We're a little behind.
Yeah.
So we have this hearing up in May. They've given me two dates, May the 16th and May the 22nd. And it may last between 1 and 2 weeks. This is the first of 5 cases that's going to come up.
And so they've
all about the book, all about what we've written in the book.
So you're going to be able to parade the science and the peer-reviewed literature
in
front of them.
That's exactly what I want to do. I'm going to get experts from all around the world in to actually give it. They're giving me a perfect stage now to get some of this information out there to the public, and I do intend to use it.
So is it okay that they find out about what you're doing? I mean, they're going to maybe call a halt to the whole thing. They don't want to have experts testify on peer-reviewed literature.
Well, they could do that, but I think they're so arrogant and so biased that they're going to run now anyway.
They're cocky, yeah.
They're cocky and they're out of control, so yeah. they'll go for it.
Deranged is another word that I use, but you didn't say it, I did, so you're okay. So if you're listening on UK Health Radio, you got to find out more about Graham Munro Hall doing great work. Toxic Dentistry Exposed is the book. It's available through Amazon. And the hearing up in May, is this something that is open to the public in the
United Kingdom? Absolutely. The public can go. Press can go.
And the press.
Public and press, yes.
Okay. So if you're on UK Health Radio, we've got other hosts here that cover stories like this. You can attend. You can have Munro interview. You can interview him. I encourage you to do so. We need to get the word out there about this outrage. This really is outrageous. But it's a good thing, too, because it's going to bring the rats to the light, where they'll end up trying to scurry out of it because it'll be embarrassing to them. But I'm very encouraged by what you're doing here. Now, in the NHS, is it called?
Yes.
Right? It's a socialized system. Everybody's covered. They go into the dentist. Are dentists allowed in the United Kingdom to provide non-toxic options beyond mercury as a filling?
Until recently, no, but the regulations have changed. Now the dentists are free to use any material that they choose to do, but the majority, of course, still use mercury amalgam fillings.
Mm-hmm. So, but there's not a prohibition on
it
anymore?
Not a prohibition. You're allowed to use any material you want.
Do they make the Brits pay extra for non-mercury options?
No.
Okay, so there's been some progress there.
There has been some progress, yeah.
Okay. What about mass water fluoridation in the United Kingdom? Talk to me about what's going on there.
Well, the government is very much for it, and they keep trying, but the National Pure Water Association, the UK, has put up a real fight. My own area was fluoridated, and then the fluoridation machinery broke down, and the water company didn't tell anyone there's no fluoride going in for 4 years.
And they saved money.
And they say, and now they've, but now then the authorities woke up to the fact there's no fluoride, so we're still trying to keep it out. But there is an active campaign by government to fluoridate the country, but this meeting really strong opposition from people.
Where's Prince Charles on this one?
Officially, he's sitting on the fence. You know, because he really can't involve in day-to-day politics.
But
like
he tends to, I mean, occasionally he'll speak out about, you know, some more organic, natural, homeopathic things.
Yeah,
but
he will do so. But whether he would ever speak out against this.
You can bet the Queen ain't drinking fluoridated water.
I think you can guarantee that. And I don't think her or her family have ever had amalgam filling either.
Exactly. No mercury for the royal family. No fluoridation for the royal family. Why not?
And they see homeopathic doctors, too.
That's right. They see homeopaths as well. So, you know, the skeptics can choke on a homeopathic chicken bone, for all I care at this point. I know, I'm being really rude and mean. But, again, they're not nice people. They're kind of nasty people. They're upset with life. They're angry. But they're taking it out on good people like you. That I don't like. But I'm glad that you're standing, strong standing up to her, and you have somewhat of a strategy to say, yep, bring it on. We're ready for you.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, we have all these experts from around the world. It's interesting that it's my wife and I both wrote this book together, but they only have a go at me.
They didn't want to take on your wife?
No, they didn't want to take on
her. Is she extra scary? Why? Why would they not take her on?
I think it's because I upset people. I've been upsetting people for a long time, so my name's been in the radar for a long time. Mm-hmm. This isn't the first case I've had against they brought against me. This is case number 3 that's going to a hearing.
Right.
I've had other cases that haven't made it to hearings. But this press, we're not talking about any damage to patients. We're talking about a difference of opinion. So
right.
What they're really trying to do is restrict information.
You've hurt their feelings.
So patients cannot make a choice. You cannot make a choice unless you have the information on which to make the choice.
Yeah. Well, listen, don't be a wimpy wonka, a wussy. Stand up for your right to know these facts and reveal these truths. And, you know, if you're a little bruised emotionally by it, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on with life. You know, it's like, how have we become such a wussified culture? And I mean that here in America as well as in England about these things. We're so sensitive we can't be confronted with the facts in the peer-reviewed literature that say, hey, you know, maybe mercury not a good idea. It's not like that's new information. What about fluoride? Toxic? Yeah, it's in the peer-reviewed literature. Read the material data safety sheet on fluoride. It's just brutal. It's rat poison. It's and of course they turn it into a drug like Prozac and they say it's okay. In the meantime, people on Prozac end up, you know, all kinds of suicidal, homicidal ideations and even tendencies and behaviors. You got me started.
Yeah.
You got me started, Monroe.
Yeah, but the science about mercury has been there since the 1920s, and none of it's ever been refuted. The work by Dr. Stock did in Germany at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, because he became very sick with mercury.
Yes.
And his work, the scientific work he did, was absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been repeated time and time again. And the way science works is, if you disagree with it, then you produce the data that shows
exactly.
It. You produce the data. If there's no data, then it's just an opinion, which is very interesting. But I'm, you know, for you, but I'm not interested in your opinion. I want the facts.
But your good thinking society is still living in their parents' basements. So, I mean, they're you know, being fed British versions of Hot Pockets on the internet,
yeah.
Anonymously, you know, yelling and screaming at all of us because they don't like what we have revealed.
That's right. That's right. Why they? My wife calls them the evil thinking society, really, rather than the good thinking society.
Yeah, you know, I would agree with that. Absolutely, would agree with that. So, what about remediation remedies? Those dentists and doctors who maybe are aware of chelation, whether it be intravenous, oral, or the use of minerals and even homeopathy to detoxify patients of mercury, because. Even though the Good Thinking Society probably thinks it's not possible to be harmed by mercury, but
they're very active against homeopathy, and they've managed to withdraw homeopathy from the health service, so it's purely a private option now, purely due to their actions.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at their website, it's one of the things they boast about. They've managed to, and they want to destroy homeopathy within the UK.
Right. They can't handle it. By the way, what we do know also about homeopathy and Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, mercury, one of the most profound intoxicants that they knew at the time of, you know, late 18th century, early 19th century, with this
absolutely.
Coming out.
Absolutely.
It's not new.
It's nothing new under the sun here.
So these good thinkers haven't thought very clearly on this issue. It's too bad for them. anyway, we've got lots of things coming up in May. So I know that they've limited your access to having a website to promote it, but those of you who want to learn more, it's basic information, a Monroe, and it's M-O or M-N?
M-U.
M-U. Okay, because I got it, the spelling I always get wrong, so I want to make sure. Monroe, M-U-N-R-O, dash, Hall, H-A-L-L, clinic, .co.uk.
Yeah.
So are you still practicing at all?
I'm still practicing, yeah. They've limited the information we can give on the website. They've made us take all this off for now prior to the actual hearing.
Again, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings just living in the mother's basement.
You know, so you're guilty before you're pronounced, before the actual trial here.
You're right. I mean, that's as far as American jurisprudence, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
And, of course, that goes back to concepts that are centuries old. And in the UK, of course, they've adopted some of those concepts as well. But in this case, we're going to stop you from disseminating scientifically validated, peer-reviewed information because it hurts the feelings of those who live in their mom's basements. I hope you're hearing me, you good-thinking society people, if I can call you that.
Yeah, but they picked the wrong person here because I say I'm nearly 70 years old. I'm at the end of my career here. They can't touch me.
What
anymore.
Are they going to do, right?
What are they going to do? What are they going to take my license away? Woo,
Make you shave your head? Come on.
There's nothing they can do. And I'm old enough now that I know everybody in this bill. I've been there long enough, you know. I'm going to be a tough nut for them to chew.
Hey, Monroe, can you stick around one more segment? I enjoy having you on board here.
Lovely.
Having a good time. For those of you listening on GCN or syndicated here in the United States, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, Epic Times with Jerry Doyle, and now SoundCloud, as well as, of course, UK Health Radio. We'll be back with Graham Monroe Hall after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Always happy to lend a helping hand to our friends across the pond in Great Britain. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, and of course, maybe many of you are listening in the UK on UK Health Radio, or if you're listening here in the States, again, this is it. The power to heal is yours. Graham Monroe Hall is bringing that power back to you with information he's revealed in his book, Toxic Dentistry Exposed. Now, basically, limited information available in Britain on your website as well, because they're just not happy with this information. Now, how do we get folks to reach you that want to support you in England, maybe want to show up at the hearings in May and, you know, shake, rattle, and roll a bit?
Well, we would welcome all the support we could get, because the more media attention that comes to this, the message, I as an individual, I'm not important in this. I want to get this over. This is nothing to do with me as an individual.
You, yeah.
This is the message that has to get over there, because it can help and improve the health of millions of people out there. So they just get in touch with me by email. That's probably the simplest way. And then from this email address, I'll keep people in the loop and tell them what's happening and show them what's happening.
Okay, and it's graham@steeps.net. Now listen to the spelling. You can also check the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. His email is listed there, but Graham is spelled differently than you would think. G-R-A-E-M-E, Graham. GRAEME@steeps.net. Steeps is STEEPS.net. Graham@steeps.net. Best way at this point. If there's anything else that makes it, you know, maybe a landing page, a website that may develop since we record this at IAOMT, you'll reach out and let me know. We'll stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. So strategically, is it going to be you against the world at this, besides people that come to support you? You mentioned that you're going to bring experts from around the world. Is there any way that this well, what the what well, is the name of the group that you're that's actually hosting this? The General Dental Council. Can they say, well, we don't want an American expert, we only want people from Britain? I mean, would they do that?
Yes, they can say that, but it's irrelevant. They have no right to say that, but they don't like experts from outside the UK. The other thing to say at this point is that it's like a trial. And they are both, the General Dental Council have their own prosecution service, and they are the ones who set the panel. And then I'm on defense, and I am defended by different attorneys of different things.
Doesn't sound like a fair playing field, though, and like a truly objective, all right, we're going to hear both sides. They're coming in with one belief already. Am I getting that wrong?
Officially, you're getting it wrong because the panel are so-called independent people in theory.
Okay, neutral arbiters.
That's how you would hope it would work.
Yeah,
but experience has shown us that it doesn't
always
work
be that way. But that's why I think publicity is going to be your friend here. If they could do this in secret, that's what they would desire to do.
That's what they would desire to do. Yeah.
But as much as they might not want experts from around the world to show up, there are some Brits like Paul Connett.
Yeah. Well, Paul said he'll come.
Okay.
You know, we've got Paul to come.
He's terrific. Yeah. And again, if there's news media coverage, if UK Health Radio at the very least covers it, I don't know if BBC One or Two has any interest in this, but...
It depends, because obviously, you know, I may sound a bit prejudiced, but media seems to be sort of bought and sold, whether it's the BBC or commercial. So I wouldn't imagine they would have much interest in this. And they're after sensation without the facts, really.
Right.
So
right.
They'll probably not be interested. We might get invested. We have a couple of investigative journalists that might help us in this.
I think it's an important as anything we do here in the States as well, to stand up for what I call health freedom and healing liberty. I know that every country's got its own perspectives on what that might be, but the concept of freedom of speech, I think, is something that is appreciated by those who have it, and appreciate it more when they lose it.
Absolutely.
And to recognize, folks, wherever you are here in the United States or in the United Kingdom, if they can stop someone like you, a dentist in Britain, from speaking out about the peer-reviewed literature showing the dangers of fluoride and mercury, just for the couple of things to mention, what else could they come after next?
Yes.
This really is something that is a much larger issue.
It's a much larger issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I appreciate, once again, all of your work, and so grateful that we could connect here at IAOMT.
Well, I'm very grateful that you invite me on to speak, and continue the good work. It's vital.
We shall. Well, everybody, check out the links we've talked about today and more at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you out and see all the things we talked about with Graham Monroe Hall, as well as you know, all the things that bring the power of healing back to you, because, as I say each and every show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.